XS, y'all fit who's a welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Tato Rambedi, your favorite duo brother. Is it brother duo or duo?
We're brothers. Are we
brother duo or a duo brother?
We're brothers.
Welcome back to your favorite brothers. So if you guys do not know, we love having uncomfortable conversations every single time we link up, but we try to keep it lighthearted. We try add some spices, some sugar, some jokes, so you guys can receive better and also for us to just like heal, because a lot of the things that we speak about, they need a lot of healing. So very excited for today's episode, guys. If you guys do not know, we take turns in, you know, the episodes.
Yeah, so today's Tato's turn.
It's my turn. So they can also give you like a deep dive into who's feeling what. So go watch the previous episode to see what Lebo was feeling, and you guys can basically hear what I'm feeling today. Our conversation is a bit complicated. It's a bit hectic, guys. Like, I'm a bit nervous to have it.
I am too.
Because it's about spirituality. It's about religion. It's about dreams, the dream realm. It's about, you know, how we have been Christians, how we've gone atheists, how we've gone back to Christianity. You know, it's about our journey with Christ. It's about our journey with religion. And it's about, like, just our journey with Africanicity and African culture and African spirituality. And I want to tell you guys something. We aren't, like, advocates for African spirituality, for Christianity. I'm a big advocate for Christianity because I'm Christian and I believe in God and I love God. He's my savior and my founder. But I can definitely say that I'm very curious in these conversations when it comes to African spirituality, when it comes to all things that I've mentioned. But I am not well versed in them. But that's the point of this podcast. It's our podcast.
It's just,
we can
just
speak about things we're interested in. So I definitely love to receive some, you know, criticism, some responses, some advice, some information on these different topics as we go. But the purpose of this is to tell you guys our story, so someone at home can potentially be like, oh, I'm going through this, I went through that, I feel okay, this is normal, how do I conquer, or how do I help them conquer?
You know? End of the day, guys, this is our favorite type of conversation where we get to also learn while speaking on the topic, etc. So again, we can't wait to hear how we are misinformed and how we are informed.
But I definitely think that we are, we know a little bit, you know, we know enough. So I think it's going to be a great conversation. Yeah. If you guys are new to the podcast, please give us 5 stars on Spotify and other streaming platforms. On YouTube, I beg you, please just give us a big thumbs up or comment down below. But the first question, which we always ask here at Seated with Lebo and Tato Rambedi, is, how are you? I want to say this question is for you guys too. So if you're watching live during the premiere, if you're watching at home,
at a kishap,
listen to me. We've been recommending shows times and times again, but now we've got an amazing recommendation for you guys at home. It's time for us to leave our homes and romanticize our lives once again with something that we all love, the cinema. Stir Kaniko is something absolutely amazing, guys. They've got an epic deal for you guys. For R149.90, you can go to the movies, watch any of the latest blockbusters, get a regular popcorn, a regular drink, and enjoy so much more. Tell them how much they're saving on.
Guys, save up to 70 Rand, guys, on tickets. And it's just generally a great blockbuster experience with movies such as Beetlejuice.
6th of September.
Guys, we're talking about The Wild Robot.
20th of September.
Hey, Transformers.
27th of September.
And The Joker.
4th of October.
How did you remember all of this? There's no way. No, but guys, and of course, save up to 70 Rand, guys, and have a great blockbuster experience with movies such as Beetlejuice.
Coming out on the 6th of September.
We're talking about The Wild Robot.
20th September.
Transformers.
27th of September.
And as well as Joker.
The 4th of October, guys.
Now, when did you remember all of this, man?
I'm excited.
But guys, this is all for SK members. Yeah, tell them about that.
That's for SK Club members, guys. So don't miss out. But it's very, very simple. All you guys have to do is go to www.stoicanico.com and you guys can become an SK member absolutely for free. It's very exciting, guys. This is the month to go. This is the month for movies. I want to tell you guys something. T's and C's apply, and don't miss out. We'll see you guys during the podcast. Yeah. Shoot.
Bye. Vibe high munate right
bank
now.
Bank balance has me critical but stable.
Send an emoji.
Say bank balance has me healthy.
Or something.
Say the mental state is too good.
Well, maybe go on Twitter. Say hi.
How are you?
You know what I'm saying?
What are we?
But so how are you? You want to go first?
Yeah, sure, I can go first.
Oh, yeah, go first.
Yeah, bro. like you guys heard me speak about in the last podcast, finding myself, trying new things. It's definitely been a very tricky journey, falling in love with myself again and changing my whole value system.
Yeah.
But it's going really well.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying the process. I'm really enjoying the feelings, the new nuances in like my happiness. Like I'm saying, okay, cool, damn, I can be happy from lighting a candle now.
Yeah.
So because of the break I've taken from clubbing, from high dopamine releases, I'm falling in love with the smaller things, which is quality time with like loved ones who I'm trying to love at the time, which is definitely just me being around myself. So that's been very, very exciting. It's been very beautiful. Yeah. And I've been having a really good time. How are you?
Like so can I ask you a question before I go to my how are you? Is learning to love yourself a lifelong journey or is it just a journey?
It's definitely a lifelong journey.
Okay.
No, actually no.
You, you can figure it out.
I think it's a journey.
Okay.
I know people who are madly in love with themselves who have seen how going out on a hike with someone else limits them from doing what they want to do. Mm. So they are selfish with themselves when they need to be selfish. But they still value a good time with a romantic partner. They still value a good time with a family member. They still value a good time with a friend. But they would prioritize 6 times out of 10 doing an activity by themselves.
Yeah.
So I do think it's a journey that can be achieved and accomplished. But I think as you continue with life, you will see that it's very difficult. And there's moments where you fall out of love with yourself.
Yeah.
And you go back to the toxic traits that you learned when you weren't in love with yourself. It's like an addiction. Not loving yourself.
It's like
not
a
loving,
cycle.
Not loving yourself is an addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. It's like a breaking out of a drug, making a decision and being... how am I? I think... Yo, guys, I'm so tired of being single, man.
Serious? Do you want to be in a relationship?
I'm getting there now. I'm like...
What?
I'm getting tired of being single. I'm like,
that's
bro, like...
crazy.
Like, I'm like, yo...
Why?
Like,
can I ask you why?
I just... I don't know. Like, sometimes it's 50-50. I'm like, I love this thing. And I'm also... Sometimes I'm just there like... What am I investing in? Where's my money going?
Is it
money's just going into empty desires and lust over and over again? You think it goes to La Parada? I think it goes to La Parada, Jersey Jean. I think it goes to, you know, cow milk. What is it called? Cow fish.
Do you think
cow milk or cow fish? Like, it's one of the two, and you're just date to date to date to date. But
do you not think that the problem is in your definition of what singlehood is?
Yeah, I think singlehood for me is kind of like a vibe. It's like a constant party.
I think to you, singlehood is
the
seeking.
Party.
No, just listen for once.
I'm listening.
For you, singlehood is seeking companionship.
Yeah.
Even if you're not seeking companionship, to you, singlehood is the axe that will lead you towards companionship. Have you ever tried singlehood where there is no courting of a woman? And where your Monday to Sunday does not consist of phone calls from a woman.
That's so boring. That's not the vibe, Joe. XA, that's not the vibe, Joe. That's not the vibe, yo. I'm sorry, we need to clip that and post it on TikTok, but that's not the vibe, Joe. That's not the vibe right now, Joe. Vibe companionship, Joe. Get 25. 27 is coming now. 28 is coming now. 29 is coming now.
Don't you think you need to go through a phase of singlehood where your Monday to Sunday does not consist of a woman for you to understand yourself so you can be fully equipped to then find the right type of companion?
People get married at 22 and die with the same partner. We are not going to sit here across each other like we have PhDs in love. Love is a lotto. It's either you're lucky or illegal, you're not, and you're going to keep trying until you get the lottery. So that's my mindset. But anyways, to answer my question, how am I? I'm fine. I'm just getting tired of being single. I'm tired of like the unintentionalness of it all. I'm tired of perceiving something to not be as important, but it is important to you. Like, if you have a talking stage now, you have to act like, oh no, I'm still single. I'm not ready for a relationship. So I have to act like I don't care. But if you do care, it's fine to care.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And overall, I'm just trying to figure out my battles.
So it sounds like you want like true love. Like you want a companion who you're not scared to be extremely vulnerable with, who you're not scared to express your true self to, your true feelings to.
Yeah.
That's okay, because I get
also,
it.
Also, even if it's not that, it's also okay. Just the single part, just the dating, it needs to just stop. I think I have fatigue.
Yeah.
Fatigue.
Do you feel like you've been talking to a lot of girls or what's
it's not a lot of the girls, just like I'll never say I talk to a lot of girls on the podcast. I mean some people on the internet perceive me as a Casanova.
Who?
These people.
Which what?
That's why I said stop.
I've never heard you're a Casanova.
You know, I see it all the time in the comments, guys. You know, level you, sexy player, you. You I what? See thousands of comments like
sexy
that.
Sexy player.
Sexy player. I saw someone said that. Someone said that. I think it was. I don't remember the handle, the username.
Username 025.
Something 15. I had 15. Sexy player like you, Lebo. How you so sting? I get it now. And I finally get it, you know. And I liked what I said in the previous podcast about value system. My value system in friendship and dating is something that I'm like, constantly working on. Like, what is going to produce a wife? What is going to produce a lifelong friend? What are the qualities that can produce a wife? And what are the qualities that produce a lifelong friend?
Yeah.
I'm tired of my short run friends and stuff like that. I want the norm. But anyways, excuse me, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me. That's how I am.
That's good. That's good. I get it. I am not tired of being single. I think I'm really excited to understand myself more. Because I feel like the next partner that I'm with, hopefully, I marry them. If I don't marry them, that's okay. But obviously, I want
talk about no pressure.
Yeah, like I want to, I want to be fully equipped
to handle,
to allow myself to fall in love when I see someone that I genuinely have feelings for, right? But right now, I'm genuinely enjoying being single. I'm enjoying not having to focus on anyone else but me because I've seen that myself. Tato, I need attention.
Yeah.
And that attention from needs Tato. To come from Tato. Yeah. 100%.
But tricky, hey guys, tricky, tricky. You'll say to yourself, you're not fully equipped. God gives you someone who's fully equipped and has extra. And then you keep telling yourself, I'm not equipped, you're not equipped, and you miss out on. But anyways, very hard to balance.
Yeah.
Love. Anyways.
But anyway, guys, so we spoke to you guys about the topics. One of the things is religion. And I want to kind of give definitions just so that Lebo and I can go into the right realm of thinking as we're talking about these subjects, right? Also to give you guys a better understanding, because sometimes we think something means something, but
yeah,
it doesn't.
Yeah.
So the first one, religion, it is defined by an organized system of beliefs, practices, and rituals centered on a shared understanding of the divine, sacred, or supernatural. Religions often have a defined doctrine or creed, institutional structure, rituals and practices, moral codes, a community of adherence. Examples are Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism. Then when we go into spirituality, I don't know if we should speak about religion first while we still have that topic.
Let's build them up. So let's go into religion, our background of religion, and like, yeah. So do you wanna go first or must I go first?
I went first last time.
Okay, cool. So we were raised in a Lutheran home.
Yes.
For people that don't know, this is a denomination of Christianity.
I went on my
Saint Lutheran was actually, because you were talking about, hey, you're not going to be educated. I was like, what? Does this guy know that I studied this thing?
No, I was just basically giving a
disclaimer.
In case I offend you.
Yeah,
you
real.
Know what I'm saying? But I, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, so we grew up Lutheran. I'm not going to tell the background of Lutheran.
Continue.
We went to church.
Continue. You're saying Saint.
So Lutheran, Lutheran at the time was a man who actually derived, he took his own religion from Catholic religion and said that, know what? We do not believe that the Holy Sacrament is in fact Jesus Christ. It is actually a metaphor for Jesus Christ. So when we take communion, it is a metaphor for Jesus Christ. It is not actually the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Catholics believe that when you take the communion, it's the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So that is the difference that they have. Basically the same religion, which is why I don't believe in denomination, which is like the category of different Christianities. Yeah. I just believe in
everyone. I feel like with denomination,
everyone's trying to be right.
The top dog.
Yeah, everyone's trying to be just correct.
And the top dog.
Yeah, because obviously if you look at the history of it, the Catholic Church was the one with the longest standing. And then people derived it and they went into like, you know, there's scientific Christians now. There's Seventh-day Adventurist. I forgot if it's Avengers or Avengers. But there's different there's people that go to church on Saturday, there's people that go to church on Sunday, there's people that don't believe and go to church at all. There's people that believe church can be proved of science. There's people, but my point is all of these denominations obviously allow us to pick different types of Christianity we want to go into, as well as different religions such as Judaism, Islam, etc.
Yeah.
And I think growing up, the number one question that everyone starts to ask themselves is, why the hell are we here?
Yeah.
You know, and I think religion is a good way to justify existence.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people create they create inner peace with unanswered questions by falling into religion, which is always something that is very close. But also there's the other side of religion that I've experienced, which is the intimate side of religion, the relationship of Father Christ, you know, saying to yourself that, you know, I'm having a bad day, but this is part of my plan, you know. A certain level of reassurance that cannot be obtained from a woman, a friendship, a family, is obtained in my Lord and Savior.
Okay. So that's a beautiful way to
Just to show you that there's two sides of it, guys.
Yeah, and I agree. I think I've always like looked at religion in multiple ways. Most of the times the ways that you've mentioned it. But I remember when, so just to give you guys a backstory, to continue off the story that we gave you guys. We grew up in a Lutheran household. We were religious due to the fact that we were young kids and our parents told us to be religious, right? So you want to pray, but you don't really understand why you're doing what you're doing. It's because your parents say it's a good thing to do. I know myself, during Sunday school, I wasn't very attentive. In school in J, I wasn't very attentive, which held me back from having understanding of the Bible and religion when I was young. Moved from Limpopo to Joburg, Catholic. Being Catholic is what's trending at the time. It's what's popular.
No, we went to primary and then we lived in a Catholic area.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. At the time for us, being Catholic was what was trending.
Yeah.
Obviously, I said it very loosely. But like everyone around us is Catholic. We went to a Catholic school. So obviously, if you go to a school for Catholics, there's going to be
Catholic
consistent. It's going to consist of Catholics people.
And Catholics, yeah.
And Catholics. Yeah. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So now in there, that's when I started to shy away from my religion and my belief in God. So grade 8, 9, 10, grade 8, I was religious. I just used to stand firm in being Lutheran. So I think I was enjoying the fact that I was different. Oh, I'm a Catholic. I don't have to take your thing. Then grade 9 comes. I'm like, oh, okay, actually, because we had religious education as a subject.
Yes, RE. Yeah.
RE. So the more I would go to RE, I'd be like, I was finding so many loopholes in it. And I always asked them, like, I remember I used to debate with my lecturers all the time, or teachers at the time. And then every time we would go into a back and forth, it always take me all the way back to faith. And for me, it's always, dude, come on. We were doing so well. I'm asking you X, you're giving me Y. We're going 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. We're going. Then as soon as whatever, we just got to have faith.
Just got
to
be.
And that used to blow my mind. Like, brother, like, we're having such an intellectual conversation. Then you go, and then I feel like faith is the cheat code. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey man, just gotta trust. You get what I'm saying?
You know, I love it. I love the conversation about faith. And, you know, when people, especially like my non-religious friends, you know, always question me about faith and say, how do you do it? Like, you know, we're seeing you say God is near on your story. What's happening? You know, how do you know? I say, guys, tomorrow is the sun going to rise. And then they'll say, how do you know? Yeah, of course the sun's going to rise. It rose yesterday. So yeah, I loved God yesterday. I felt God's presence yesterday. And maybe today I won't feel it, but tomorrow I'll feel it. It's faith is where belief and religion all derives from.
Yeah.
Because no one is more right than, I can't go to my, you know, my Muslim brothers and say, like, God, my religion is the correct one. Like, we wouldn't know until we all die, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I always used to fight my RE teachers of is, how come it's all so similar? You know, you go to your Greek mythology and they speak about certain things, and they say, let me actually say Norse mythology. Norse mythology, Odin, which is their god of gods, basically, king of gods, the all father, basically. Yeah. He was hung from a tree and crucified, basically. And then that's basically how the story is, just like Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, so we see similarities in these religions and we start asking ourselves, what's going on?
What's happening?
Are we all praising the same God in different fonts?
Yeah. What?
You know, that's a big question that I always used to ask my religion. But he used to say, no, you know, in the Bible, it says that, you know, God says that there will be other gods, but they are false gods. And you believe in me as the God, as Almighty Father. And that's it. That's what God says, you know? Yeah. So that's the part that I always was like 50-50 with.
Yeah. And I know with me, like, as I was growing, I kept telling myself that it's so important for me to do research. But I used to be so shy to do research.
I did a lot, too.
You know, I used to be so scared to, like, watch videos about African spirituality, videos about Christianity, Lutheranism, Buddhism, all these things. Because I was just like, I know I won't find answers because everyone has an opinion. But I do think with most Christians, we have those moments where we, let me say with myself, I first, when I was, because you know, I'm now in the atheist phase. In my atheist phase, my mother's very religious, but she's not forcing it down my throat.
Yeah.
My father's saying, as Christian, I don't believe it though. Right? Yeah. Tell me, he told me he reads the Bible every day.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. Then he sparks in me the understanding of why Christianity is beautiful.
Mm.
He explains to me the structure Christianity brings. Mm. He helps me understand that, like, okay, because he used to say to me, if you can't pray, can you please meditate? Because it's not good for one person to hold all of the struggles of the world. My mom also used to say this.
Mm.
Then I realized that God is so beautiful because when you go through any hardship, any pain, or anything that's good, you have someone to celebrate it with, or someone to help carry that burden, or someone to guide you out of that burden. Ready for something new? Well, let the Rampini brothers put you on, because KFC Kentucky Town is back and it is finally nationwide.
Yeah.
That means if you go to any single KFC, Marabasta,
selected stores.
No, it's nationwide. So it's every single KFC has some of the most amazing and hyped out burgers. I'm talking about the Donut Zinger Burger.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Crunch Double Down.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the Gravy Baby Burger.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the Boba King, the
Cherry Cola Boba.
I'm talking about the
Pink Citrus Crusher.
Guys, you guys can catch that all at any KFC near you. So don't miss out. T's and C's do apply. For my T's and C's from me, is don't miss out. It's going to be absolutely amazing. KFC Kentucky Town, finger looking good.
And guys, don't forget, if you're doing it with KFC delivery, it's always obviously available.
We know about Uber Eats, but you also have the KFC delivery plus, which is really, really exciting. So
T's and C's apply.
T's and C's apply.
Yeah.
For example, I used to say when I was 8 years, like, oh, mama, you guys pray to God so we travel to the Mpopo safely because you're too scared to hold the fear of us dying. And then she'd be like, yeah, but that's why I believe in God, because he helps me
overcome
this life and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And without him, I wouldn't be who I am. Then I'm like, how come some people die accidents? And she goes, only God knows. And that's when I started seeing, for the longest time, which then that developed into faith, you know?
Mm.
And it wasn't just that. There was a lot of things that also happened that also brought me closer to God, because now I definitely believe in God. And I've been very, like, I know I went through a long phase in my life where I used to always beg God for help and assistance and guidance. But for the past year, I've just been so grateful to God every single day. Like, all of my prayers are, Lord, thank you for this life. Thank you for the community that I've yearned for. Thank you for all the things that I've prayed for in my existence.
Yeah.
And thank you for leading me. Because I definitely believe that I wouldn't be who I am without the guidance of myself, the guidance of my parents, and the guidance of God.
Mm.
Because when I used to pray, I used to be sad, but my prayers were always answered. I know that's like, dude, how are all your prayers always answered?
Mm.
My prayers were always, I've always been answered.
And I think that's the beauty of God, you know, and the beauty of religion and the beauty of faith. And I think people have to understand, for a lot of black boys, you know, we grow up with our fathers denying and refusing to go to church, like as if at church they're getting the men get beaten, and you build up this like thing that it's harder for. And I know it sounds, people are gonna be like, Lebo's always saying it's harder for boys, harder for, but it really is harder for men to accept religion than women. Women, it is normalized that girls can, you know, guys, I'm telling you, man, like, I see girls all the time posting Bible stories and quotes on their things, and it's like a very aesthetic thing at the moment, you know.
yeah.
No, I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, be honest.
I'm being honest. She's posting Proverbs, the next story is her Ed Conker. It can't coexist.
It can,
but it can't. You know. And I've always, I've been a professional Christian, guys. I want you guys to understand this. And Tato, now we're speaking about faith, right? I've been religious.
Yeah.
And this is a very sad thing, because a lot of people are gonna get this. I've been religious, which means that I have practiced. I've opened the Bible. I went to youth on a Thursday, help out on a Friday. Sunday, I'm at church. You know, that's 3 days of the week. Yeah. I'm a professional. I'm first in line in... Heaven. I know the verses of Bahad. I know Jesus turned water into fourth cousin. I know. You know what I'm saying? You know all of this. But then, where is your faith? And a lot of people, you know, have this coexistence of being religious but not having the like faith. So they have the practices of reading the Bible and, you know, going to church every Sunday. But when it comes to it, you know, what is their relationship of God? And that is why I went from, my journey is a bit different from Tato's. I was extremely religious growing up.
Yeah, but Levo used to go to church and he's like, yeah, I'm going to church. Then I see videos of him at church. He's there hearing the nay nay.
It's youth. Youth is all about.
I'm just pulling your leg.
I think they said, and David danced with all his might. That's what the Bible says. Boy, shouted. Boy, with all his might. But, anyways, I grew up very religious. I grew up very, very in tune with the Bible.
Yeah.
I've read the Bible, I think, 4 times. That is why, guys, when I make jokes about the Bible, I'm not speaking. I speak, obviously, in a very... But I've read the Bible so many times that, like, as Tato said, you know, you look at the loopholes, you know? And bread fell from the sky. Manna fell from the sky. Why the nigga not make, you know, meat for and a salad and a... But you know what I'm saying? You start asking the deeper questions of the Bible. And I love what you said. You could have the text. You could have the house, which is the church. You could have the quotes and the Bible app on your phone, which reminds you, hi, good morning. You know, this is the verse. But at the end of the day, do you have faith?
Yeah.
Because I don't have to read the Bible, but I can have faith. I don't have to go to church, but I can have faith. And I don't have to have the Bible app that's telling me every day, but I can have faith. Yeah. And I think that is when, what is it called? Religion ties so deeply with faith. Like the faith and the relationship that you have. But I think what you're speaking about next, which is spirituality, I always feel that sometimes, because keep in mind, guys, I know... You guys are going to fight me on this note, but Christianity came on a boat to Africa. Don't fight me. It wasn't... No, I know a lot of people are going to fight me when I say this, but Christianity came on a boat to Africa. We had religions before they came, which ties into now what we call spirituality, in fact.
Yes.
Which, in fact, is really
our religion
as Africans.
Yes.
A lot of people are going to fight me when I say...
And you're making me jump spirituality. I want to go to African spirituality. Let me do spirituality first, and then we'll go... So let's define spirituality, and then let's go into what the definition of African spirituality is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so spirituality is a personal subjective experience of a connection to something greater than oneself, such as a higher power, the universe, nature, the sense of transcendence. Spirituality often involves personal growth, self-awareness, mindfulness, meditation, inner reflection. Now, African spirituality is a diverse and complex set of beliefs and practices rooted in African culture and traditions. African spirituality often emphasizes ancestor reverence, community and interconnectedness, nature-based spiritual practices, rituals and ceremonies. Who are you performing rituals and ceremonies to?
At Eastgate. Let me do a quick ritual.
And oracle practices. So examples are Yoruba, Orisha tradition. These are all, you know, indigenous African traditions, religions. But basically, from what you've just said, we're seeing how spirituality is what we say we are. So we say we have as Africans. But then when you read the definition of African spirituality,
it's religion.
It's religion. It's practices done towards religion, but this thing obviously doesn't give us a good
asset. But when you read you have to understand when Tato read the religion definition and the spirituality, you can see the differences, but you can also see the common denominator.
Yes.
That this is going towards some sort of spiritual, religious affair, which comes very close to each other. Because for you to do a ritual, you have to have faith the ritual is going to work.
Yes, and what are you having faith in?
Yeah. So my problem, the white man, being honest, yeah, burnt African heritage and religion to weaken the African soul to become slaves. The justification to colonize a country was not because we want their raw materials and their land.
It's because Christianity is the...
But because we need to expose these barbarians to the true law.
No matter if it's a spanking, a killing, a banning, a torture.
We are going to expose them to the law.
And it dates back to the times of, what's Ragnar and them called?
You could say your medieval times, your medieval times.
Viking times.
Your Viking times. Yeah.
Same thing happened to them because they also had, they didn't have African spirituality. They had their own spirituality.
Norse mythology. Yeah.
Yeah. And there, a lot of the wars that existed between them, outside of obviously raiding and, you know, land and stuff, the biggest source was spirituality. It's, hey, God has sent me to bring his light and remove anything other else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they're like, hi, man.
Mm.
And there's never, I mean, the only thing that the Vikings did that was awful was that they would raid.
Yeah.
And they would rape. And they would take land no matter what.
But so, they, again.
Which is wrong.
Not, again.
Which is horrible, actually.
Again, but they perceived that as women of not being of Norse. So those are non-humans. They treated those people as non-humans.
Is it?
But again, guys.
They don't even raid each other.
And let's take this back to Christianity because I think that's the one we can speak closest to.
Yeah, okay, cool.
We have always seen people take good and justify it with bad actions.
Mm.
People have taken the Bible multiple times and use it for their own selfish reason. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is just. The word of the Lord is the word of the Lord. You cannot manipulate the word of the Lord to be. People would say, take thy neighbor. You know how it says, love thy neighbor. White people would say, my neighbor is white. My wife is not black. I can't love that monkey. But I know it's a bit dramatic, but I'm trying to say, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And I don't blame anyone, etc. History has played out how it played out.
Yeah.
But what I want to emphasize is, do not let other people tell you how to love your Savior. You love your Savior the way, it's like having a father. You're going to love your father the way you know how to love your father. And people will come to you and impose their belief structure onto you in hopes that you will see what they see, but you will never see it because you need to go through your own journey when it comes to religion and spirituality.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
I know with me, like, because I wasn't present during Bible studies. I wasn't present during youth. I haven't been very present during church as well.
Mm.
But for me, my relationship with God is like, God exists. I have faith. I understand why I have my faith. It's my own personal experience. And it exists. And I pray. And I don't go to church. I haven't been to church in ages.
I also don't go to church, guys.
Yeah, I pray almost every single day. I journal. Sometimes I write to God every other day, right? Mm. But I feel like I'm going to step into a phase where I have to start doing the things that a child of God has to do. Because I feel like I don't know enough about the Bible.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
But, and that's the number one thing I always like, try argue with my Christian friends. Because I was thrown into the pool of Christianity, you know, Bible study, everything. What I was drowning in the pool of, you know, Christian practice. Let me call it that. Christian practice, you know? Mm. But in reality, I just wish that I had formulated some sort of idea of what God means to me before I moved into a room of what God means to you, and try to define what it means to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes sense. So yes, 100%. At some point, you have to go to church. You have to read the Bible. You have to practice on your word. You have to read up on the things that make you a Christian. But number one, goes back to what you said. This all derives from faith.
Yeah.
And if God wants you to, if you can't read the Bible and derive faith, find another way. You know, I don't know if that makes sense.
I get you.
As long as you have faith.
When are we opening up a church?
I'm telling you. CCZ.
CCZ. Okay, guys. We've spoken a lot about, you know, religion, spirituality. I'm very curious on your guys' opinions. I want to move into dreams, right?
Can I tell a story about dreams before you even go into like the dream realm? And me and Khonse, stupid ass kids, 20-something, we're both 20-something, like early 20s, on Twitter is trending. Hey, say, ask what's the time, what's the time in your and what's the date in your dream? Mm. me and Kuta up, video call, we chopping. I'm like, yo, I'm going to try it tonight. He's like, you won't do it. I'm like, dude, I'm literally going to try it tonight. He's like, you won't do it. You tell me what happens in the morning. I'm like, oh, wait, say less. I go to sleep. You know, I keep telling myself, date and time. Pass out. Having this dream where, like, I'm in, like, a carnival type vibe. And I go to this guy in the store and I say, Xe, Malume, can you please tell me the time? I don't have my watch, I don't have my phone, I don't have anything on me. I'm not gonna have the time. That guy Tato turned around dramatically, slowly, and said, what did you ask me for? I said, the time. Everyone in the carnival stopped, boy. And they started running after me, and I started running, and I woke up and I told the concert, I'm like, Xe, that's what happened. He's like, try it one more time. Yeah. The next day I went in. I said, no, I'm trying. Nothing happened. The next day, something happens again. I get into this town area that's overgrown with greenery, right? It's like roots, you know how like I Am Legend type beats, right? And there's a clock on the wall, going down. And I climb this ladder and I see this old man, but he looks just like me, and as well as obviously like my grandfather, because obviously my grandfather looks like me. Just like me. I say to the guy, what's the time? What's the date? And he says this date and time. And I swear to you, I start running away from this guy, saying the date and time over and over and again. When I wake up, I'm saying the date and time over and over again. I text it on my phone. I say, this is the date and time concert. He's like, what do you think that means, OG? What is the date and time? I call my mom and she tells me, that's your grandfather's birthday.
Serious?
Swear for you, bar for bar. Because I just told her the numbers. I said date, month, year. And she's like, that's your grandfather's birthday. Shit you not. True story. Yeah. Swear in my life. Ask Khonze. True story. From that moment onwards, I have never messed with the dream realm again.
I get that.
Yeah, true story.
I want to try it, but hey, dude.
Don't do it. There are things that you should not know as a human being. Think about it. In your dreams, there isn't. Me and Khonze have talked about this already. There's no time, Tato. You could be stuck there forever thinking, and it could be one night. There are times when we dream and it feels like it's a week, but you've only been sleeping for 4 hours. Be careful, Munna. That thing is dangerous, boy.
Man, I'm actually never wake up, man.
Xe, how are you going to prove to me that you're in the dream realm?
Nah, I'm in a coma, bro, because I can't wake up because I'm stuck in the dream realm.
Yo. Dangerous stuff, bro.
Imagine I'm stuck in a coma for like 10 years.
And I kept telling myself, like, before these dreams and stuff, I'd be like, don't get scared. Whatever you see is just a dream.
Yeah.
What if you truly believe it's reality? What happens?
Yeah, what then, huh? No, crazy.
Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
So, because let me tell you guys why I'm actually talking about dreams, right? Yeah. I have dated people who are very spiritual. I've got friends who are very spiritual. African spirituality, their personal spirituality, even within Christianity, and they believe that dreams are different things.
Yeah.
Some people believe dreams are warnings. Some people believe dreams are the future. Some people believe dreams are the present, alter life,
multiverse, insecurities. Your dreams are just insecurities personified.
Yeah. So I personally believe that dreams are your subconscious
personified. Yeah.
Personified, speaking to you. It's you repainting your days in different ways. It's your creativity and your imagination coming to play. It's you just, you know, that's what I believe in. But the people like me don't believe in that.
Until you see an elephant walking straight and it stops in front of a bowl of milk and sips, then you wake up. What is that insecurity personified?
No, that's your creativity coming to play.
Hey.
Anyway, so I was like, you know what? On today's podcast, I want to speak about this. I want to hear what you have to think about it. I'm so curious what you guys back at home also have to think about this, right? So the first thing here, it says dreams can have unique, because I was like, yo, dude, what do dreams mean to different people in different cultures? I'm very curious. Dreams can have a unique meaning across cultures and individuals. Here's a brief overview of dream interpretations from different perspectives.
Yeah.
So African cultures, and this is very broad, right? Because we're African, but we might not share the same sentiment.
Yeah.
African cultures. In many African cultures, dreams are believed to be messages from ancestors or the spirit world. Dreams are often seen as a source of guidance, wisdom, and healing. For example, in Yoruba culture, dreams are believed to be messages from the orishas.
Yoruba culture is very well documented, eh?
Yeah, it's Nigeria.
Oh, makes sense.
I think it's Nigeria.
Is it? We'll check after.
Let's check. I mean, we've got time. Yoruba.
Because I'm sorry, you know, the reason I interrupt you, because I'm hearing you. Sorry for touching you.
Yoruba is a language spoken
over and over again.
Yeah, it's one of the languages spoken in Nigeria. Yeah. Nigeria is very popular. It's like the...
How do you know it was Nigeria so fast?
I just knew.
In what culture, brother? Yeah, continue.
So now, in indigenous cultures, in many Native American cultures, dreams are considered as a source of spiritual guidance and wisdom. Dreams are often shared with community to gain insights and understanding. For example, in some indigenous Australian cultures, dreams are believed to be connected to the dream time, a central part of the spiritual beliefs. Now, in Asian cultures... In the Chinese culture, dreams are believed to be messages from the subconscious or ancestors. In Japanese culture, dreams are often seen as a way to access the collective unconscious. And then in Hinduism, dreams are believed to be a way to access other realms and gain spiritual insight. So we're seeing three pillars play
but,
here.
But the same...
In same way. But
repetitive.
Some,
yeah.
In Western,
same as religion, by the way.
Yeah. In Western cultures, Makowa, Americans, white people, in Western cultures, dreams are often seen as a reflection of personal thoughts, desires, and fears. And sometimes they see them as ways to access the collective unconscious and achieve personal growth.
Do you see, as you get away from color, as you get away from color pigment, it gets more scientific.
Yes.
As you get more, as you get less pigment, like less pigment in your skin, it gets more, it's just thoughts, a structure, the thoughts of what happened during your day.
And then...
Who's right, man?
Yeah, and then obviously, like in other perspectives, like for example, Islamic tradition believes dreams can be messages from Allah or a way to get insight into the future. In some Latin American cultures, dreams are believed to be a way to communicate with loved ones who have passed away. So,
we don't know.
So yeah,
and again, there's no scientific reason why humans dream. Yes. By the way. So what I mean by that is that
it's not scary, man.
I've read that about go ahead.
We spend half of our lives.
It's not a half. It's like I think it's like 20%.
No, not 20%.
How much is it?
16, 24. We spend a third of our lives asleep.
I think it's a third. It's not 50.
Yeah, we spend a third of our lives asleep. Sometimes maybe we can say between a fifth and a half. It depends how much you sleep. But we spend a third of. Where do you think we're going, Munna? What happens if we're actually living a life? We wake up with deja vu of what happened, or
so
you know what I'm saying? Like, what happens if this is a dream? What happens if this life that we perceive, like, imagine if in your dream realm, man, when you actually go into that life, it actually feels the same way as how it feels like.
Did you see that? I think it was a Marvel movie where they're like, I don't know which Marvel, it was a movie, but basically, every time you sleep and wake up, you wake up in a multiverse experience of yourself in another life. I think it was everything.
Because, like, imagine if we're having this same conversation. Talking about what happens when we go dream, but then, do you know what I'm saying?
A good night's sleep is vital for every human being to survive. Given that an average person sleeps 8 hours in a day, that means that an average person, keep in mind, you guys take naps.
Yeah.
An average person will sleep 229,000 hours in their lifetime. So basically, one third of their life. So you're right. Yeah, one third.
I did 8, 16, 24 did the maths.
Me, I'm just thinking about, I read an article that said, hi, scientists have no, we have no scientific reason why humans should dream. So what I mean by that is that God created us to sleep.
There was no reason. We could just have black. Why do we dream?
What is happening? What sort of interconnectedness does it require for you to sit still, close your eyes, take deep breaths, and lose consciousness? For you to obtain a dream, Munna. Do you know how scary that is?
Yeah,
you,
where we going?
Dream now. As you speak now, you can't. You literally have to, like, it is a state of mind, Munna. And that is why, you know, I think it is so easy to play spirituality into it. Because, it's like praying. You know, when you pray for a long period of time, you know, you're going to start feeling the presence because, you know, you are within now. You're in your faith now. Same thing with dreams. I sometimes get scared. I'm like, what if we are always, every night, exposed to some truth about this matrix and we just all ignore it? So God's like, hey, but...
But I've never had a dream which helps me alter my way of doing life.
Really?
Yeah.
I have.
How was it?
I have, definitely.
I've never had a dream where I'm like, oh, I should become a scientist, or
no,
I shouldn't be doing this, or movies waste of time, or but I've had take dreams. More
I'm like, oh, maybe I don't love her. Or I'm like, oh, why am I so anxious about it? Don't lie. That you've had dreams like, that'll contact me and say, like, I had the craziest dream last night. Send me a voice note. Oh, this only really happens when he's in relationships that are now seeing the downturn of profits. But you'll tell me if I had dreams and etc. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you have.
But I think everyone has their own meanings. I've dated girls who've told me they have like dream journals. They write down their dreams. Yeah. I've dated girls who told me last night I had a dream that a hippo was eating a mango. So tonight, don't wash with soap. And you ask yourself, how does she know that? You know, but
that's why you know one thing, because I know a lot of sangomas. People that have a calling.
Yeah.
People who think they have a calling.
I thought I had a calling for a while.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No. People who think they have a calling. They, and I always say this, like, I believe in people's beliefs. If you have a calling, and you go through the right training process to understand your calling.
Hogwarts. You go to Hogwarts level one.
Yes. Go under the water, do what you think. Yeah. I will respect your opinion because you understand how to dissect your dreams.
Mm.
You know what your dreams
mean. But I can't take an opinion from
a grade R learner.
Cretch Hogwarts.
Who might have a calling, but you don't understand what the calling is.
Bushiri Hogwarts.
Yes. So I know people that don't have experience and have never been through Hogwarts that want to come now and tell me what their dreams mean and how I must change my life. They are in a sense of delusion and they're trying to control me through their insecurities.
Yeah, they've only done Winx, they've only done Fairy Odd Parents, but they haven't done the full Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Of course.
No.
And for me, that I also agree with this because it's like,
it's a serious conversation, guys. Like, you need to be like, very careful.
Oh, it's literally like mental health. Everyone can diagnose you. Oh, I hate it so much. Maybe you have depression. Maybe you're bipolar. Maybe you have ADHD. Shut up! How do you know?
Yeah.
You don't have a qualification to tell me that. And it's the same thing with horoscopes and the same thing with dream realms and the same thing of your auras right now. It's in retrograde and energy is coming back. And it doesn't... It's like, boy, it's how do you know?
People feel like they don't have a sense of control in their lives or in their relationships with their friends and their family or their partners. And they use these codes, which they might truly have, or these lack of understandings and all these different things to control the person. Because how are you going to tell me that, for example, let's say you and I are brothers, né?
You have
a dream that... Let's say... I'm just saying...
Let's say we're friends. Like, give me a character. Okay. And my name's Chuck, 34.
Okay, let's
grew
say
up in West Switzerland.
Okay.
Mother died when I was 12. Grew up rough. Never had anything, but I made myself. Okay, now go.
Okay, so now Chuck here is telling me that, yo, Tato, I've been dreaming a lot of you and Percy fighting, and Percy's always spitting on you in my dreams. I really think you should let go of Percy. That time, your insecurity is that I love Percy more than I love you, Chuck.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I get
and
that.
Your traumas from life are now being projected onto me and Percy's friendship.
Chuck.
You get what I'm saying? So I truly believe people use it as a sense to abuse their power or to abuse a sense full of a sense.
That's why when someone asks me like, yo, what's your birthday? And you say Aries. And they're like, oh, you fiery, you what?
Even there, so you see, okay, I haven't done enough research into star signs. Now I don't want to talk badly on them.
It's all about, I don't know.
But also that's a protective mechanism.
It's an example.
It's you're an Aries. Aries are aggressive. So when you show me sense of aggression, I understand now. What, bro? We're all different human beings.
It doesn't make sense, boy.
But obviously, I don't understand star signs. Guys, this has been a lovely podcast. I see why I don't speak about religion, about Christianity, about spirituality. It is so complex. It's so complicated. It is so overwhelming.
But I'm going to take our hats off because even if you didn't enjoy this podcast or you felt offended or you felt informed, we aim to have
uncomfortable conversations
as brothers. And that is part of this, you know. We're not going to sit here, guys, and always tell you how to fail a talking stage, you know. Yeah. We're going to ask you questions that define you and might uplift you.
Yeah.
Religion is a fundamental, and spirituality is a fundamental characteristic in each person. And we all have a sense of it. Even if you're atheist, you're still believing in not believing.
Yeah, you're believing in...
You know?
Not believing.
So I hope you guys liked this podcast. And I hope you guys can clearly see that we are willing to tackle any conversation. So comment down what you want us to also talk about.
Yeah,
you know?
We appreciate that.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah, and then content creators for this week.
No, we did content creators this week. Last week, we're doing movies this week.
No, we can't do movies.
So we're doing content creators this week and then, okay.
So I was going to say shout out to Thought.js. Check them out on TikTok, Instagram, and right here on my channel. As well as check out Seated with Lemon Tatar and Betty right here on our channel, guys. I want to give you guys a big push to please go and play our audio versions, we have finally found a way to monetize. So by you simply pressing play on the audio version, you're helping us put money into our pockets to help uplift us and finally build our dream studio. Yes. So we'd appreciate that so much. Even if you're in the car, going to the bathroom, toilet, just go to Spotify, press play, let the whole episode play. I'd really appreciate that. Otherwise, we will see you next week on Sito with Lebo and Tata Rambini.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Peace. Ray-Bans and catamarans.